And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios, a special CCA California show to launch this great organization that really is going to make a difference for anglers. Mr. Bill Shedd from AFCO is here. Don Trojan is here. And we've had, as you've heard, some great people on the show already and more to come.
Yeah, it's been an awesome time and so much good information coming out this morning. And it's been a very busy morning on the phones and tough to get through. But if you want your opportunity, it's coming right now. 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking all kinds of fishing and talking fun and obviously talking a lot about the CCA this morning, we've also got a fantastic prize.
What a package!
For one lucky caller at the end of the show if you didn't catch the beginning. So first off, we're going to get what, Pete, I think your and I favorite day belt around is that AFCO Alejos day belt. It's a very comfortable aluminum plate. Takes a lot of pressure off you, but still very light.
Easy to store, easy to travel.
Exactly.
With.
And very easy to put on and off people, too. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about it so much is if somebody else is on a fish and it's a bunch of dudes, you don't have to worry about strapping a belt to some guy. It's one click on and off, and you're good to go. And I think we all know exactly what you mean there. And with that comes a pair of the AFCO long-range short pump gloves, so a very great pair of gloves for a guy going fishing. And then as a bonus to that, Bill kicked in $100 worth of AFCO clothing. Your choice, you got a $100 shopping spree for AFCO clothing. And then on top of that, two tickets to this year's Fred Hall Long Beach show. What a cool package
that
is.
How about that? What a package there. And let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it. Well, everybody's excited to talk to the boys. And why don't we start it off this morning with Alan, who's calling us from Mission Bay. Alan, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Really interesting show this morning.
Thank you.
I've always been a strong proponent in the idea that every company, every organization must have a strong position against its key competitors. And so I want to know, at this point, what's CCA California's position going to be against the extreme environmentalists? Go after them directly, outsmart them, outwork them, or something else?
Well, Alan, we're going to start with using the facts and the facts and helping the fisheries manager in this state to understand the facts. The truth of it is, not just in California, but around the country, for the last 40 years, almost every single major marine conservation effort, fishery effort, has been driven by the recreational fishermen. It doesn't matter whether it's gill nets in Texas, Florida, or California. It doesn't matter whether it's artificial reefs in the Gulf or here. It doesn't matter whether it's hatchery operations in California, Texas, or other areas. In addition, getting rid of gear type that has really caused the destruction in the ocean, from long lines to gill nets, to fish traps. It's all been sport fishermen. It hasn't been the environmentalists. We contribute, frankly, close to $1 billion a year through our license fees, through excise taxes on fishing tackle, on motorboat fuels, to help manage fisheries resources in this country. And these extreme environmentalists that talk so much about getting after us and what we do wrong and what should happen with fisheries management, they've really done very little. And so the first thing that we're going to do is to work to communicate the facts of who's done what in the world of marine resource efforts, and really to take back the conservation moniker, the conservation title that the environmentalists have really stolen from us. I think that's number one. As far as specific goals, those will be determined by our board of directors. As you mentioned earlier, our first focus was to get a launch at Fred Hall, raise some money for an executive director. And the first immediate goal that we have passed as a board is what we talked about earlier, and that is to help the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute expand the effort that they've put together with white sea bass for other species as well. So what we're going to do is just go perform.
I love that you mentioned that you're going to work so closely with hubs, because there's one thing that is impossible to deny, and it's facts and good science, and there hasn't been a ton of great science about our fisheries out there. There's been the Scream Environmentalist group screaming, well, this is bad, and there's no fish here. Well, there's no proof to that, but if you've got a group of people saying, hey, there's no fish here, somebody's going to listen. But if you can come back with, you know, a group like Hubs that is so reputable saying, well, look at what exists here. Look how much good science we have. You can't dispute that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
No question. And those things take money and people, and that's what we're looking for now for you, is we want you to join CCA, which is the money, and we need you to be a voice.
And Pete, let me expand on that a little bit. There's a couple of things that have to happen here. Key industry individuals and companies needed to get together to really build the track to run on. And that track is clearly being built.
Right.
But that alone is not going to make it happen. What really makes this happen and work is the individual anglers. And it's not just about your money. We need your involvement. We need your name so that when we go try to impact the legislature, for example, if we can say that we are representing 25,000 people who are members of our group, we have far more impact than if we say we're representing 2,500. So the numbers of people that are involved is huge. The other thing that's huge is the more people that we get involved, the more relationships they're going to have with those legislators and those fishery managers, and we need those relationships. So the bottom line here, this CCA effort that there's so much excitement on, it will fail unless the individual anglers who say they care about this actually step up. And so what has to happen, it has to be different this time.
Right.
There's been lots of excuses by folks in all of us that we haven't stepped up to the level that we really need to. And there's this reason that we haven't stepped up, and there's that reason that we haven't stepped up. It has to be different this time from the individual anglers, starting with an individual membership. If we don't get that, we lose.
Well said. Absolutely. Awesome. Alan, thanks for your participation, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. One thing that we had a question from one of our listeners, Luke, who's traveling and wasn't able to call in, is about club membership and club participation. That's going to be such a key, and maybe, like you said earlier, Texas has all these different chapters. Maybe each club makes a chapter.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There are no specific club memberships within CCA. It's all individual memberships. A club can't buy a $30 membership and
have even
$1,000. So it's all done individually. But this state has an exceptional string of clubs throughout, saltwater fishing clubs throughout the state, and it gives a great platform for several things. One, to communicate to anglers. And two, what you just mentioned, Pete, the way this deal works is through what they call individual chapters. There's chapters that have 30 members in it. There's chapters that have 3,000 members in it, literally. So all sizes. So if you want to play a leadership role here, you within your own fishing club, you could start a CCA chapter with your group of friends, put on an event. Now, the CCA puts on, you know, the chicken dinners that we've all been to that you fall asleep at that, you know, by the time you get in the car and leave with your wife, she says, hey, don't ever take me back on the road.
You've had that conversation too, huh?
I've had them way too many times. So what they're able to do and what they put on events, it's it would be a live game feed, or it would be restaurants on the row, and it would be, you know, a fun deal so that by the time you're leaving the event, your wife looks at you and says, you know, I really don't like that you fish so much, and I really don't even care so much about this conservation thing working on, but I had a great time, and next year let's make sure that Sally and Bob come with us, and I want to go to this again.
There you go.
That's part of what, and they fly out and help us put the events on, so. You know,
proven events.
A fishing club could start its own chapter, and that is a very
host an event. Yeah,
and that is and that provides funding for the state group to go get after the things that the board's going to direct us to do, and so there's lots of ways you can participate, as simply as a $30 donation in membership, help sign up at the show, or provide the leadership and put together a chapter in your area.
You know what? Awesome. So basically, if you are a club, you're involved in a club, go to Fred Hall and talk to the people in the CCA booth, talk to Pat Murray, talk to all the guys involved with CCA in the booth and say, hey, I've got a club. I want to start a chapter with our club. whether it be whatever club, Dana Warfrod and Real Club, the San Diego Angler Center, whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we may have, we may have two or three clubs in San Diego. Let's just pick that area, which is actually right for this with all the fishermen.
Absolutely.
And that may very well be where the first club, chapter comes from.
Yeah.
And maybe we combine two or three clubs together to put on a chapter.
Interesting, Bill. I just wanted to add a comment and tie those two concepts together. When we were involved before, I mentioned earlier that we were involved in the broodstock program to help collect breeding fish for the white sea bass program. We need the industry support, but that was not done by employees of AFCO or representatives from Shimano. That was done by people like us that were on the outside, just everyday anglers that had a passion for wanting to contribute. And we were able to do that successfully. It's the grassroots people, the thousands that we need to have involved that are going to make the difference. We can't lean on the industry people other than to get us started and to help us to make the connections. If we're going to have a successful replenishment program like we did with the white sea bass, we want to do it with yellowtail and halibut, it's going to be the everyday guy that joins and helps and contributes across the board.
It's the numbers we need.
It's all in the numbers.
If we don't get those numbers, guys, we fail here. So that's really a point that I'd like every listener to hear.
Yeah, so that's why we need everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Dave Bacon is the guy that's putting the flame together for really making this happen at the Fred Hall Show. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Dave, hey, good morning. Before you speak, I got to say something, my friend. You just have put an awesome effort out here, and I got to thank you, not just to you directly, but to everybody that's listening. The sport fishing community owes a real debt of gratitude to you for the many hundreds of hours that you've put up to take on a very, very, very difficult task that you're handling extremely well, along with Jim Salazar and Dave Elm, who are on your committee here. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you. Right back. I appreciate that. But, when you find something you believe in, you see a need for, and you have a passion about, it's just not hard to dive right in and get her done,
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about this effort at the Fred Hall Show that you're leading the way for.
I will. And Ben, as soon as I get done telling you about that, I'm heading out to take some kids out to catch some mackerel and then feed them to some very large, angry calico bass.
Sounds good. Not a bad Sunday.
Yeah. Now that's passion. from my perspective, CCA California is the answer to our needs, both in terms of a way to do the good habitat and conservation work we all like to do and support, and also to do the hardline advocacy work needed to fight for our access to fisheries. So, as you've talked about, the one thing I'm doing as a board member for CCA California is chairing a hard-working committee, Dave Elm and Jim Salazar, to facilitate membership signups at the Fred Hall shows in Long Beach and Del Mar. Now, we're going to have booths at the entrances staffed with volunteers to help people sign up and receive the valuable membership packet that we've all talked about here, worth at least 150, that new members will receive. Now, one of the things I got to share that I personally love about the membership package is the vinyl zippered bank bag with CCA California's logo proudly displayed. Those things are awesome, and they're going to last forever, and I'm going to use mine day in and day out for years.
Absolutely. Those are really cool, and the CCA California logo is one that we're all very proud of.
Oh, it jumps out at you, doesn't it? It's great.
You bet.
Now, the single most important reason for joining is to do something positive and meaningful for our fishing community. That's what we're here doing. And what I'm doing is organizing a volunteer schedule spreadsheet so that people can help launch CCA Cal. And members of our board of directors have just poured themselves into this. Some of our board own or manage businesses and are donating time of some of their employees or pro staffers. What I need now, and what I'm boldly asking of Let's Talk Hookup listeners, is to put in some time helping us out at our booth. I need people who will commit like half a day and be dependable. And I'm going to give out my email address here so the people who will step up and volunteer some time can get on the schedule.
And this would be in both Long Beach as well as Del Mar. So if you're a L.A. Orange County guy and you have half a day that you want to dedicate to CCA. That's great. If you're a San Diego, North County, a guy, you have half a day you want to dedicate down at Del Mar, then that, this is the email address you want to make a note for. Go ahead, Dave.
The email address is captain@wavewalker.com.
Captain@wavewalker.com. And of course, Dave runs Wavewalker Charters and goes out and catches angry calico bass and then lets them go, right? But he's the captain of Wavewalker Charters. So it's captain@wavewalker.com. Email Dave, whether it be Long Beach or Del Mar, say, I want to help. I want to make a difference for fishermen in Southern California, saltwater anglers. And I want to put my time in for a little bit there at one of the shows.
Now, Dave's going to get a lot of emails here, and I want to make sure that I help him not get too many. So if you're going to email Dave, have this be specifically for that you want to help with the sign-up efforts. If you have other questions about CCA or just other ideas and thoughts, don't email Dave on those. Those you can contact one of the other many board members that were listed. Because we don't want to overburden Dave here. Also, join CCA, if you can email join CCA.
joincca.org.
Yeah, don't join CCA.org. But for general questions, don't fill up his email list. But
and also, I want to make a note too. This volunteerism is wonderful, and we appreciate all the people that are going to volunteer. But it doesn't replace the $30 membership or the $50 membership. We're going to kind of expect people that are volunteering in that booth to be a member of CCA and put down that $30 or $50.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to lead by example for sure. Yeah. And Dave, just to make sure, I still use my vinyl zippered bank bag from many years ago as a portable tackle box, so they do last a long time. That will be part of the giveaway package at the Hall Show, is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow.
And it will have goodies inside, like that coupon booklet we've been talking about.
Very nice.
Well, and Bart Hall's going to go over that whole thing and what that entails and the value of that and why it's an offer you just can't refuse. That's the bottom line. Well, Dave, thank you for your efforts. One more time, if you want to volunteer either Long Beach or Del Mar, how do we get a hold of you?
Just email me at captain@wavewalker.com.
Thanks for all your great effort, Dave, and we'll see you at the show.
See you then.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got the man, your saltwater guide, is standing by. That's Captain Dave Hansen is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Good morning. Good morning. Sounds very exciting what's going on there. Guys got to get involved.
Absolutely.
Got to get involved. But, hey, to talk about what's going on out here, the temperature out there on the water this week got really, really cold. The weather-wise, I think it dipped down to 74 one day.
Oh, man.
Frigid February.
Oh, my gosh. I almost put on long pants, but it was it was close, guys. I don't know why you're not fishing. If you're not fishing right now, I can't even imagine a reason. If you want to catch fish, they're biting. You want to know where? Everywhere. It doesn't seem to matter, guys. I know the freelance went over to Catalina yesterday, got a nice score on the yellows over there. He was the first guy to go down there to the east end and look around, and he was able to put together a nice day of fishing over there, combination bass, bonita, yellowtail. The weather is incredible, guys. The ocean is flat as a pancake right now. It's probably 75 on the water right now. And the yellows are still biting down there. La Jolla, out in the rock cod grounds down there. They're biting up in Marina Del Rey, out in the rock cod grounds up there. They took a couple days off here at Fox Canyon, but I know that bite will get right back after as soon as this water straightens up a little bit. We had a big swell come through and dirty up the water, so I think that's why the fish took a couple of days off. But it's just unbelievable how good the fishing is, guys, and you got to get out there and go fishing. Find a sport boat, find somebody to take you fishing, and just get out there.
That's
time to go.
Very good words there, Dave. And, of course, fishdope.com is where you can really keep track of it. Guys like Dave report to Danny and a lot of others to where the fish are and what's happening. And you can save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUP1090. Lowercase, hookup, all one word, HOOKUP1090, no space. And Dave, how do we find you?
And if you guys would like me to come with you on your boat and show you how we do it and what we do, give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And if you guys want to catch a bluefin in February, you better hurry up and get out there because you only got about 2 weeks left.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
All right, you too.
Appreciate that, Dave. Well, again, that report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to all new levels with their superior service and their superior product. Also, innovations like pre-booking your processing orders before you leave on your trip and those all-new tuna burgers. Friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check out fishermansprocessing.com.
Let's jump back into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bob, who's calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Bob. Morning.
I'm really excited about the CCA coming to California, and I'll be signing up at Long Beach.
Fantastic.
It's going to be amazing to have a, you know, a structured group that's been around for a while looking out for our rights. And, you know, I mean, the recreational fishermen are the stewards of the resources. I, you know.
Absolutely.
Believe that forever. My question for Bill is, you alluded to the other species of fish that are going to be at the hatchery there. I think you mentioned halibut and yellowtail.
Yeah, it's still to be determined. Those are two good candidates. There's a process that has to go through. The state has to be involved with selecting those fish, and the not just the Fish and Wildlife, but there's a scientific review panel. Hubs as well, but from the recreational fishing standpoint, certainly those are two that are at the top of the list. And I think people need to understand that while that is the first priority that we've picked and we're going to focus on, and already have a great relationship with Don Kent and with the folks at Hubs, that will be a long-term ongoing process. And went to Don Kent and said, Don, there's not enough sea bass left, so let's see if you can't figure out a way to raise them, and we can do that at Hubs and try to build a program out of it. Well, that was 1978, and it took a lot of years to actually get fish in the water. It's not going to take that long this time because we're going to follow the program, follow the process of white sea bass. But I don't want to mislead anybody and think that because we have this this great entity in Hubs, and we have this what's going to be a very powerful group here with the CCA, that next year that we're going to be loading up the ocean with a number of additional sport fish to catch. It is a long-term process, and there's even the decision on what those fish will be is still to be made. But those are two of the top candidates.
And it would be wonderful if all the monies and efforts that we do with CCA can go to replenishing fish like the Hubs Hatchery. But sadly, a lot of the money is going to have to be done in politics and lobbyists and things spent to fight the extreme environmental.
It's a two-sided coin, and the focus and where they've been successful and what our board is committed to and agrees on, it's a two-sided coin of resource and resource management and resource enhancement and resource protection and advocacy.
There you go.
And so there is the politics and there is the resource side. Both are important, and you can't have one without the other and still look after all the needs here.
No question. Bob, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a guy that knows a little bit about politics, Sacramento, fighting things. Dort, Captain Bob Fletcher, what's up?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm just thoroughly enjoying this show. And, you know, after all the years that I've spent in the trenches fighting on behalf of sport fishing, this is one of the most exciting potentials that I've ever been involved in. And, you know, I've been on the Marine Fisheries Advisory Committee to the Secretary of Commerce, and I've been working with Dave and Bill on the Government Affairs Committee of the ASA, and I've been on the Pacific Fishery Management Council, and on and on and on. But never have I seen such a slick and professional organization as the CCA, and they have been proven winners over and over and over, and they did a lot of the hard work for us. And so being able to bring them to California and hire an executive director and get a lobbyist on board, all of this is going to be so important for the future of all of our kids, our grandkids, and it's just a pleasure to be working alongside such great leaders in the industry as Bill Shedd and Don Trojan and Dave Pfeiffer, and it just goes on. And I'm just really excited. I'll be in the booth there at the Fred Hall Show right alongside some of the other members of the board. And I think we have a potential to create a real presence for recreational anglers, and that's what's needed.
Hear, hear.
Awesome.
Wow, yeah.
Well, Bobby, thank you for that. I mean, there's all just the four of us sitting at this table already know it, but just for the listeners that don't know it, there's nobody in this state from the sport fishing perspective that has had the experience and understands the fisheries management process in this state, as does Bob Fletcher. So, Bobby, for you to make those kind of comments and have those kind of thoughts, appreciate it, and that means a lot to me to have the support from somebody like you that has the experience and knowledge that you do.
Well, Bill, thank you. I have a unique combination of backgrounds. I caught one of the first broodstocks on the white sea bass hatchery, and then I was with the Department of Fishing Game back then and represented the department with the advisory panel, and then was with SAC and worked on getting the funding for the hatchery. And all I can tell everybody out there is that with partners like Hub SeaWorld Research Institute and CCA National, I think the future is really, really bright for California for recreational anglers. And I'm just thrilled to see the way it's developing. And you couldn't be more right, Bill, about a need for a paid executive director who can go out and make the arguments and help get the science and be able to bring people together to tell the regulators just what the reality is.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're going to be doing in the future. So even though I'm retired, I couldn't miss the opportunity to get back in the fight and be a part of this organization. So
you bet.
This has been a great show, but it hopefully will only start a process that will result in a group that has some say in the future of our resources. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in CCA that I've met over the years, and I've always been impressed with them.
That's great.
There was Jeff Andrews, and there was Bob Hayes, and these guys really know what it's all about. So to have them behind us, it's great.
Yeah, fantastic, Bob Fletcher. Appreciate that. And I know, thank you for taking the time, Bob. I know you're out of town. By the way, how are you listening? I know the Mighty 1090, the signal doesn't go all the way up to Northern California. How are you listening to us today?
I just go on the website and click on that
Mighty
1090 logo, and bingo.
There you go. Listen live right there.
Thanks,
and then I know people can listen as well as on the apps on the iPhone as the or the Droid, so you can tune into Let's Talk Hookup out of town, just like Captain Bob Fletcher. Appreciate that, Dart. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Bobby.
Show.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, and we're going to find all about that awesome gift package you're going to get when you donate to CCA. Hey, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way with the man, Bart Hall. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including state-of-the-art CalStar rods, the hottest deals, and the best selection ever on CalStar rods. Come see it at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm's Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, 6 functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, 4-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, 2 technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearchersportFishing.com.
XERRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to ask Bill, you know, AFCO clothing business, and thank you for all your generous support of Let's Talk Hookup. We sure appreciate that and all the great gifts you give our listeners. It's grown leaps and bounds, and you have new dealers. You got some new places you can get AFCO clothes.
No, thank you. Yeah, lots of new product and new people carrying it, and lots of good old customers growing with it. And yeah, you can find the AFCO clothing now and much more readily available. I mean, you know, of course, Melton Tackle and Angler Center and Fisherman's Landing and Longfin and all the key hardcore shops—they've all got expanded ranges of AFCO clothing. But starting at the end of February here, Sports Chalet is going to have AFCO clothing in 13 locations. So it's going to finally be easier to find the product, and it's greatly expanded primarily because of some key people we've hired over the last couple of years. And you'll notice that it's just a different-looking, different-functioning AFCO clothing line, and they're really hitting the nail on the head for not just older guys like me, but, younger anglers.
It's functional clothing.
Very
good word choice there.
And we were talking about, you know, during the break there, it's been cool to see the expansion of the AFCO line. It's kind of the hardcore fisherman, it's fishing clothes, and it's been cool to see the expansion of board shorts and hardcore fishing shorts, and it's the kind of perfect balance of function and style, and it's been cool to watch the line change, you know, with the AFCO logo from a pair of AFCO MO1 regulars to all the cool fabrics and all the, you know, plier pockets, and it's been cool to watch the evolution, and it's the best gear. It's what I wear.
It's not only fishing clothes, but it's clothes you can wear out to dinner, like those AFCO travel shirts.
It's going
to
be almost formal wear. Some of the stuff is beautiful. The fabrics and the t-shirt designs are phenomenal.
Yeah,
I mean,
cool.
It's
amazing.
A broad
you guys are doing
range.
A really good job.
But Ricky hit the head on the nail. It is focused on the serious saltwater angler. That's our deal. That's who we are, and that's the product that we
make. And that's what we are, right?
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines, right?
You got it. How about we talk to Clifton, who's calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Clifton, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great.
Great. What's up, Clifton?
Good. Well, first of all, I'm glad to see the organization that we're trying to go, the direction we're trying to go, and I'm glad that they're here. I'm actually personal friends of David Bacon and Merritt McRae, and I'm looking forward to joining. And I would like to also, because I'm a member of the Carpinteria Sport Fishing Club, and I'd like to put out a challenge to all the sport fishing clubs in Southern California to join.
That's a great call.
Thank you. That's a great call.
Fantastic, Clifton. That's really good stuff. So get out there and get your club going and join CCA.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what I'm all about, and I'm looking forward to coming to the Fred Hall Show, and you've got my $30, and I hope you get a lot more.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you,
Clifton. Thanks for the call. That's a great call. Appreciate that. Here's a guy that's putting it all together, Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Show. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Good morning, and our Fred Hall's crew will all be sporting our AFCO shirts as we walk around the show.
Attaboy, Bart. Yeah. It's not just for fishing anymore.
No. I love the travel shirts. You know, they're fantastic, and they have four new textures we're wearing this year. So
fantastic.
Thank you, Bart.
Well, let's talk about this incredible package that you guys have put together at Fred Hall for joining CCA.
Okay, first of all, I want to say we want to thank Dave Pfeiffer and Don Trojan and Harold Davis and Al Hughes-Haney and Bob Fletcher and Dave Bacon and Mike Lum. But none of this would have been possible without Bill Shedd steering us in the right direction and taking all of us that were making stupid comments and making us all go toward adopting the Coastal Conservation Association.
Yep.
And it's all because of him.
That's
but
right.
Having said that, he's assembled this incredible group of people. If people don't join this, not only will it fail, but it will kill any effort in the future to have an organization that can be effective against the extreme environmentalists. Our access to fishing will keep getting closed and closed and closed and closed. And if this organization doesn't succeed, that's it. I won't see it in my lifetime, another one, because nobody else will get involved. So I'm urging every angler that can listen to our voices, not just the $30. The $30 goes to National. You want to give that $50 at the show. And the reason you want to do that is because, number one, it's the right thing to do. But in case you're not motivated to do the right thing, Mike Lum has put together a package of incentives that you're going to love. First of all, you'll be entering the drawings to win a Kraken kayak from Jackson Kayak. That's their top-of-the-line new kayak, and a full-day fishing with Jim Salmon. That's worth over $2,000. You'll be entered to win $1,200 worth of Shimano products. That's rods, reels, cameras, their whole product line. You'll be eligible to win a Fireline Dean Safe. You'll be able to win Seeker and Cousin Rods. But now the direct stuff, where you're getting actual vouchers. First of all, you're getting in the show for free. That's a $16 value. Then AFCO is going to give you a $10 voucher that you can use on any AFCO product at any participating dealer of the show. There's lots of $5 and $10 items in that booklet. There's a free music CD from Gary Schiebler, where famous country artists are performing his fishing songs. You can stop by the Maui Jim booth with your voucher. You sign up there, and you'll be eligible to win his and her Maui Jim sunglasses at the end of the Del Mar show. CalStar has a coupon, $20 off custom rods at the show. There's shirts, hats.
$20 off custom rods at the show on CalStar?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you got free lures, free shirts, free hats. There's 24 different vouchers. The direct vouchers total $150. The prizes you could win total thousands of dollars.
So this is for a $50 membership, which is, there's different membership levels for CCA. So what level is this? 30 is just the joining the national organization. Well, this $50 level is what?
This is the same as the $30 level. It just provides additional dollars that will come to the CCA in California, plus all these other benefits.
So that other $20 basically benefits the California CCA.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Plus,
well, we should have a goal of 25,000 in a few years, 25,000 members, and we should have 2,500 lifetime members at $1,000 each. If we can do that, we will have the money to protect our access to the environment and to protect the resource.
Absolutely.
Well
now,
said.
Now, Bart, this coupon booklet is limited, right?
Well, it's limited, yeah.
To the shows.
We don't know. We didn't know how many to print, so if we run out, we'll take your name and try to mix up for later, but we hope we run out.
Okay, we hope we run out. Yeah, that's the whole idea. And this is going to be good at both Long Beach and Del Mar, right?
That is correct, yep.
Yeah. Free admission to the show right off the top, right? And then you get $150 in vouchers you can use right at the show.
It's like cash. It's the
direct voucher, like cash. Just like cash.
Like handing you money. $150 bucks for giving a $50 donation to an organization that everybody should join.
The vinyl zipper pouch, I'm telling you. You're going to see people carrying that around, and it's going to get noticed, and it's a very, very cool premium, I'm telling you.
And the only way you can get it is by joining CCA at the $50 level.
This is the time.
At the show. It's part of the show deal.
Part of the show deal. All right. Bart, we're so excited about it. Thanks for all your participation. And, you know, I want to make mention that Bart and his partners are taking $16 out of their pocket for everybody that gets into that show. So keep that in mind.
And I just have to say, Bart, you're probably going to be mad at me for saying this publicly on the radio, but I got to tell a brief story. When Bart and his partner, Duncan McIntosh, had bought back the show from the ASA, they announced it at a dinner during the annual meeting a few months ago, and I was sitting next to Bart at that dinner, and Bart was so emotional. Bart was crying. And I say that because this man's passion, not just for the show, this is not just a business to Bart Hall. This is part of who he is. It's part of his legacy. It's part of his family. I totally get that. I understand that. And a number of us that are involved in family businesses, you will get that. You will understand that. But Bart has that same kind of passion, interest, in these resource efforts. And I've seen him for years, unselfishly, do things that benefit the resource. And, man, I love you for the tears that I saw and for the passion that you have, Bart, and not just for your business, but for this community.
Well, you make me cry again. I love you, Bill.
Good.
Thanks,
awesome.
Bart. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Appreciate that. Let's jump back on those phones.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. How about we talk to Bob, who's calling us from Cypress this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you. Bill, I have a question. I, in addition to AFCO and Hubs, I know you were or are a trustee of IGFA. IGFA, in addition to record keep, it states it has goals of conservation, education, and legislation. I belong to IGFA. Why should I also join CCA?
Yeah, good. You know, for the same reasons, I am a trustee of the IGFA. I'm chairman of their Fisheries and Conservation Committee, and put a lot of time into that as well as I know you do. It's a little bit like a person. You know, our right hand is important, but so is our left eye, and so is our nose, and so are our feet, and they all have different roles. The IGFA does a tremendous job of keeping the records at an international level. And working on conservation, fishery conservation efforts at not just a national but an international level. They will be good partners for us in activities that we'll be involved in here with the CCA, and the CCA will be good partners for them. So it's the commercial fishing community has lots of different entities that support them, look out after their interests in the legislature. The environmental community has many, many more different entities that all have a different role.
Yeah, and I might say this, too. If you're concerned about Southern California saltwater fisheries issues, opportunities to get into areas to fish and such like that, that, to me, is why you need to join CCA California.
This is group for us.
This is right here in Southern California versus the IGFA. Is a great organization and benefits everybody worldwide.
Right.
It's a worldwide organization. But if you're concerned, if you don't fish in Southern California, then, you know, It's not a concern to you. But if you fish in Southern California, you need to join CCA.
And the bottom line answer, Bob, is that folks really should belong to both.
Yes. All right. Bob, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys got themselves, that awesome AFCO clothing package, the Alejos belt, the long-range gloves, lots of great stuff, and going to Fred Hall Long Beach. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the full AFCO package, including the Alejos belt, the long-range short pump gloves, $100 shopping spree, and two tickets to the Fred Hall Show, is going to Paul in Glendale. Paul, congratulations. I know it was a very busy morning on the phones, but we really appreciate everybody hanging in.
Yeah, we weren't able to get to everybody who hung in there. Thank you for hanging in there. It's such an important show. And Bill Shedd, Don Trojan, thank you guys for
taking
the time to kind of introduce Southern California anglers to CCA California.
Thank you, and Pete and Rick, for taking the time on your show, valuable time, to let us introduce this important activity.
Yeah.
So to you guys, thank you.
Well, Pete, thank you.
Thank you very much. Rick, thanks the same. This has been a great way to use your tremendous broadcasting power to get out to a lot of people and get them to come to the show, support this very important organization, and even Bill's comment about using this as a way to put out a request for our future leader.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if you want to be the executive director of CCA California, we need a great person. And if you're just tired of that job you've got and you're ready to take it into the next level and help fishermen and do something great for California's anglers, how do we submit not necessarily a resume, but just a request, right?
Well, either to edsearch@joincca.org. So that's Executive Director Search, edsearch@joincca.org.
Okay, very good. And people have asked, where are these booths going to be at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show?
Easy. You can't miss them. At both entrances, either Pine Street or the main entrance, you go to buy a ticket, and you will see the booth.
The CCA. But you don't need to buy a ticket if you're going to join CCA.
No, you go straight to the booth.
Go straight to the booth. You get
pay your $50 there. And
you get the ticket as well as that coupon booklet worth well over $150.
Yeah, you can't miss it. You go to the show, you will see the CCA booth that will get you in the show and take care of all that was described here.
All right. Thank you guys for your time. We'll see you both at the Fred Hall show.
We'll be there.
All right. And of course, you'll be in the AFCO booth.
I will be.
Yeah, indeed. All right. And you'll be in the CCA booth, right, Todd?
I'm going to bring my coupon to
AFCO. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. And thank you for listening today. Thank you for your participation today. And we'll see you next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be here with Rick. I'm on my way to Panama next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Mark Lampson and Lori Byron from Turner's Outdoorsman will be here. Going to be a great weekend of shows. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you next week. Bike Week Radio is next.